Okay, so today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Gimel 113. I think I'm going to start from the second line. So Amalei Rav Asi. So Rav Asi says, so Rav is saying to Rav Asi here, again, some instructions. The whole daf is going to be about different instructions and advice being given. Lo tador b'masa de lo tsanit b'susa v'lo nachach b'kalba. Don't live a city in which there's no horses don't neigh, which means there's no horses, v'lo nachach b'kalba, in which their dog doesn't bark. Again, these are protective. These are protective things. Rashi says by susya, mishum dahav, Rashbam's on the bottom. Lo tador masal tzad basusa, second line, klomer she'im basus, mishum dahav ni tirusa dekarta, that's a protective part of the city, miganve, lirdov acharein tosan. It's like the cavalry. They'll go chase after the ganavim that came in. It's like the police cars. You have to make sure you have the police cars. And a dog also, a dog always barks. So that's a protection. That's a protection, right? Number two, va'al tador b'dereish masa asya, and don't live in a city whose mayor, or person in charge, seems to be a doctor. Asya is a doctor. Rashbam says asya rofe. They should tar b'fu asof. He's still busy with healing people. They know osik b'tzarchi tzibor. He's not going to deal with what needs to be done for the city. The mayor of the city should be somebody who's not. And the mayor and the governor, or whatever, should be busy writing books and stuff like that. They should be busy, you know, governing properly. Velo tensiv tarti. Don't marry two wives. Be nasiv tarti, nasiv plus. And if you marry two, marry three. Again, the idea is, as Rashbam says, velo titse en alecha ra. Two will conspire against you. If there are three, it's hard for three of them to make a conspiracy. One of them will eventually tell you what's going on. Amalei Rav liv Rav Kahana. So Rav says for Kahana, hafoch b'nevilta velo tepach b'mili. Right, better to deal with the nevelas, the carcasses of the animals, than to manipulate, as the rest of the article says. Better to that than to manipulate words. Rashbam says, but I guess it means that it's better to deal with these low end animals than to be, you know, manipulative with your words. I mean, be truthful. I guess that's the way. Right, don't be deceitful. Don't be faithful. And if you need to make a parnasa, better to flay or skin the nevela in the market and take money for your work, right? The lo tema kahana anagava rab of ana bisanya and bisanya bimilson. Don't say I'm Rav Kahana, I'm a great man, and this is beneath me to do such type of apparently menial labor. Get a job and go to work. Better than that than to support yourself from not support yourself from stuck, and get a job if you need to. Comes over here. I think this Gemara is actually quoted by the Rambam in Matmos Ainiyim and Perek Yud about not taking parnasa, not taking any payment for Torah learning. So it goes into the whole sugya about kolel and learning like that. I mean, it's clear. I mean, Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe Yerideya, at the second volume Kuf Tes Vav or Kuf Tes Zayin, goes, you know, it says it doesn't apply. Actually, Bizman Zed, it's a great thing to be taking money for your learning. Right, but some of it stems from this statement. Right? Shakol Igra Sheirusach Bahadach. If you go up to the roof, make sure to take your meal with you. Meaning even if you're traveling a short way, always make sure that you take food along with you, pack sandwiches. Right, make sure you have something. Meyakar Rimatazuza, alright, tute konfek nahoyu. And even if the food is cheap, that they're selling 100 gourds for a zuz, nevertheless, you should always have food with you. You should always take the food with you. I guess that's what he's saying. Rashbam says, "Afilu amizonos bzol yeimach." You know, it's just right. Don't rely on getting food at the stadium. Bring some with you. Okay. Amar le ruchia berei. Right. So Rav is still saying. So this is his statement. He's saying to his son Chia, "Lo tishde sama." This is an amazing, amazing line. Do not drink any drugs. That's what it says. Altishte sama. Rashbam says, altishte samim. Don't drink any drugs. I guess unnecessarily. Vipnei nikva lehem veses. Because now they're going to have a set time for them. Addiction. You're going to become addicted to these drugs. Vialipcha sholech. And your heart is going to desire to go after them. Vitafsin mos. And you'll waste your money on it. Vafil refua lo tishte im efshel refua cheres. And even for refua, don't take too much if you can take something else. I think it's just don't come. Drugs are bad for you. Say no to drugs because they're addictive, and you'll lose a lot. You waste all your money, right? So the lo tish de sama, lo tish var nigra. It says don't jump over a stream. Or don't, right? Rashi says psia gasa. Don't take a large jump. Why? Rashbam says because psia gasa no tells from orinayim. There's a mar that says if large steps take away a little bit of your eyesight, and that's why you put in the margin of dollar into your eyes will bring it back. I thought maybe it means just don't take any shortcuts. Take hard work. You know, don't jump over things. For lo ta'akor kaka, don't extract a tooth. In those days, pulling out a tooth, he points out here, he quotes somebody, taking out a tooth was very, it took Dr. Prose, biblical and Talmudic medicine. That was a very painful experience back then to take out the tooth. Don't take out a tooth. For lo tikanei b'chivya, don't provoke a snake. Lo tikanei b'arama, don't provoke an Aramean. I guess you provoke them, they'll bite you. Right, Tana Rabbanan, first practical advice, Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha ein miskan in bahen. There are three that one should not provoke. Number one, Elohim, where are they? Nachri katan, a young Gentile, right? V'nachash katan, a young snake, v'talma katan, and a young student, why? My taima, dimalchusayu achore udnayukai. He translated here is because their reign, their sovereignty, is behind their ears. I mean, they're going to grow up, and when they grow up, They'll remember you. So I guess the Nachri Katan will go after you. A Nachash Katan, I guess, has a memory and they'll bite you. And a Talmud Katan is don't mock your young Talmidim because you never know what they're going to be in the future. They may exact revenge on you. They may become greater than you. You have to be careful. Okay. Amar Le Rav La Ivo Bere. So now Rav says to Ivo's son, Tarchiba Vishmaita Velomis Taimilso. I tried to teach you, you know, all the Gemara, but you weren't successful. So what Ta Agamach Minuda Almas? Let me teach you the ways of the world. I'll give you some practical advice. It seems to me while the sand is in your feet, sell what you have. Meaning sell your stuff that you bring in, sell your merchandise right away. Don't sit on inventory. Turn over your inventory. Now you might have regrets when you sell things because the prices may go up later if you sell them right away. Except for the wine, sell the wine right away for sure because that could the possibilities turn to vinegar. Sorry, kisach pesach sakeich. First, open your wallet or open your purse. Put the customer's money in it first, and then open your sack to give out the wares. I mean, cash first. Get paid first, and then pay. Kav me'avra v'lo mekar me'igra. And it's better a kav from the ground than a core on the roof, which Rashbam says over here. Kav me'avra v'lo mekar me'igra. Mutav sheyel chamakum korov l'stakher. It's better to go to a closer place and make money there with a small amount, in order to try to make and then go to a travel distance and maybe make more money. Better to have your business and your parnasa at home. Okay? And then he says, Tamra b'chazulach l'beisudna rahit. When you have dates in your basket, run right away to the beer maker. Apparently, again, most of the beer then was date beer. Make the beer right away. I'm not sure why. Is what I'm saying? Right, Raji, Tamra b'chazul l'beisudna rahit. Because if you wait to achleim, you'll eat them. Apparently the beer, I guess, was more profitable. So make the beer right away, because if you wait, you're going to end up eating the dates as opposed to pressing them and making beer, which I guess you'll make more money. Right? The ad kama, right? And how many dates does this deal with? Amarava, atlas asa. Even for a little amount of tsrisa, you should always make the beer. Amara papa, or papa says, he says this elsewhere. Also, Amara Papa, Ilo de Ramai Shikra Lois Are. Had I not been a beer brewmaker, I've been a brewmaker, I would have become wealthy. The beer makes him. Tosos asks right away. Tosos says, look on the left, shall he over him? Earlier in the Masechta, Amara Papa, the Papa said, Ilav de Nasibi Kahanta Lois Are. I got rich because I married a Kohanis. So which one is it? Because he married well? Because he was in the beer business? So Tosos says, Ishlom to Havagarma. It's not bad to have two reasons why you're wealthy. So both things were the reasons that caused them to be wealthy. Okay, Ikid Amri, there are others who say, Amr Chizda, Rav Chizda said, Ilo de Rami Shichra Lois Are. Had I not brewed beer, I would not have become... Ikid Amri, Amr Chizda. That's Rav Chizda who said, Ilo de Rami Shichra Lois Are. If I had not been a beer brewer, I wouldn't have become wealthy. My Sudana, so what does it mean, Sudana? Sudana apparently is what they called a brewmaker, who made the beer. So Amr Chizda, it means so na'eg gemilus lasadim. It's a wonderful secret to be a beer maker because it affords you the opportunity to perform gemilus lasadim. You can do a lot of stucca. Right? Amar a papa says, more business advice, kol agag via bai. Every bill, if you have an IOU, that's going to require collecting. You're going to have to go after people. Get paid up front. Right? But kol ashrai suffik asik suffik 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 asi suffik lo asi. Anytime you make a sale on credit, there's always a suffik, is one that you collect. And even if you collect with the asi ma'os rosh, you know, maybe they'll give you bad coins. And those days the coins have the intrinsic value. Nate Rashbaum says maybe they'll give you, you know, one at a time, like a guy pays you back in dollar bills or something like that. But they just makes you better to not sell on credit. It's easier for you to get cash up front. Right, Shlosh Dvarim Amar Rav Yochanan Shemach Yerushalayim. So Rav Yochanan said three things, b'shem the people or the men of Yerushalayim. Shatay Yotzei L'Milchama, this is strange. When you go out to battle, Al Teitzei B'Rishana, Al Teitzei B'Acharona. Don't be the first, be in the back. So it's a little cowardly advice. Rashbam says the reason is that when you retreat, you'll be the first one back into the city. It also sounds like when you attack, you won't be in the front line, especially in those days, hand-to-hand combat, the people in the front line probably usually didn't make it. Right, Vasei Shabbos L'chol V'Atzarach L'Bios, make Shabbos like a weekday, better to not to have so many things for Shabbos, and don't be dependent on other people for stucca. Tosos asks, why does it have to do anything? Tosos says, V'had Amrinon, the Berak base, the Beitza, the Gemara Beitza says, the Botzo Shabbos is Yom Tovim, in Pochis Poschinlo, Hainu B'Shalo, Im Yeshlo. You're not going to lose money by spending on Shabbos. Right, the beginning of the year, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you what's going to be. And spending money on Shabbos and Yom Tov doesn't detract from your cheshbon. So why do you have to say Shabbos Chol? Go, you know, you're gonna have. Okay, Tov says. Han Mishdad.
Just the same as Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah, same idea. Right. Han Mishdad El Imisha Shom Sachakas Lo. This is also a tribal government business partner, somebody who's seeing good luck. Right. The guy who wins the pool, go into business with him. Right. Another more advice. Shlosh Devar Marmi Rishuv and Leiv Mishamatzu Yishalayim. Al tarbe biganos mishumaisa shahaya. Don't do your business. Don't do private activities in the garden because of the maisa shahaya. What's the maisa shahaya? So they think they say here is because of David and Bathsheba, right? Maisa shahaya, the second last time. Shmam, the David and Bathsheba, the ksiv vayar isha rochatas melagag. You saw her. She was in the more public area. Do your private things in private. Number two. If your daughter has reached an age of maturity and she's not married yet, it's better for you to free your Eved and marry and have her marry him than for her to be single. Again, in those days, getting married for the daughter provided protection. Make sure that she's married. Have you very careful with your wife, with your first son-in-law. Because in those days, they didn't have that. There was a reason. Right, my time. Rachiza said, "Mishum erva," because it's possibility of immorality, I guess. Right, so it quotes here that there's a Gemara, Baba Basra, on Daf Tzadiches says that it's not proper for a son-in-law to live at the house of his father-in-law in proximity to his mother-in-law for the reason cited here. The Gemara there cites a statement from the early writer Ben Sira. That's why it's interesting. It's one of the few places in Shas that quotes Ben Sira. Ben Sira is one of the Sifrei Chitzonim. It's like a Book of Mishlei type things that didn't make it into the canon, one of the Sifrei Tanakh. It happens to be, and I point this out sometimes, one of the more popular things that we sing on Yom Kippur is from Ben Sira. The whole thing of Mara Kohen, no, that is actually from Sefer Ben Sira.
Really?
The main, yeah, it's the logic, that's where it comes from Ben Sira. So, yeah, it's just interesting. Fine. So my time. Oh, what's the reason? Because I reckon mishum erva, but Chana Amar mishum mamon. I know that the mother-in-law is going to spend a lot of money on the first son-in-law. Maybe when we get the first daughter married, then you're very excited, so you treat him very well. Okay, hava ha isnu. The Gemara says, yeah, both reasons are good. It's on machlokas. Okay, next. Rabbi Yochanan says, Shlosha minochale ha'olam haba. The three people who are going to be married to Olam Haba, the Elohim, who are those? Megaliah, Hadar Eretz Yisrael, just want to lose an Eretz Yisrael, you may get Olam Haba. Nahamigadel banal b'Talmud Torah, and if you read, what? Oh, you have to live there. this week, right? We're going back. Right, you're going back. Okay. But my God, El Bana of the Talmud Torah, and if you raise your children to learn Torah, so sending your kids to yeshiva, I probably would also been Olam Haba. V'hamavdil alayayin v'motzei Shabbosos. And if you say Havdalah over the cup of wine at Shabbos, so what is that? The other two I get. What is that? So my he, the Gemara says, what is that? The Meshayer mikedusha l'avdalta. It means you leave over wine from Kiddush to Avdallah. Rashbam says, Sheish lo me'at yayin, u'maneish tisiyaso b'shvil Avdallah. So you have a little bit of wine left. Instead of enjoying it during the meal, you hold off the pleasure of the wine in order to have it for the mitzvah of Avdallah. Meaning you kovish your yetzer to have an enjoyment, because you know that there's a mitzvah coming up, so the people who do the mitzvahs, they're also going to get olam haba. Okay, so now the Gemara says another three things. Amar Rav Yochanan, Shlosha machriz alein Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chol yom. There are three, I guess, three type of tzaddikim, or Kodesh Baruch Hu always announces about them every day. Al ravak hadar b'krach v'inu chote. This is a man who's not married, and he lives in the big city, and he doesn't do aveiros. In the big city, there are a lot of red light districts and things like that, and he doesn't succumb to that. Val ani hamachzir aveid l'bayla. And a poor person who finds an item and actually returns it, as opposed to keeping it because they could use it, because they're poor. Vala ashir hamaser peirosa bitzina. And also a wealthy person who takes out meiser, but privately. I think that means somebody who doesn't put his name up on the billboard, and he just gets it stuck anyway without having it necessarily recognized in the public. Rav Safra ravak hadar b'krachava. Rav Safra was not married, and he lived in a big city. So, I guess he... Yeah, he lived in a big city. Tana Kamei de Rabba Rav Safra. So then, one of the people who called out the Brisos said a statement similar to Rabbi Yochanan, and said this whole statement, and Sahavu Panad Rav Safra. So not Sahavu means golden, maybe lit up. Rav Safra became, I guess he got proud of himself because he's that person. He's not married, he's a bachelor, and he's living in this metropolis, and he doesn't sin. So Amalo Rav, Rav said to him, "Lafkigon Mar." Stop referring to somebody like you. What's the big deal for you? You sit in the base medrash all day. What's the big deal? It's Elikigon Rav Chanina Rav Oshia. So Rav Chanina Rav Oshia, Tavu Uskafe Ba'arad Yisrael. Uskafe means cobblers, right? They used to make shoes, right? They were cobblers in Eretz Yisrael. Vaviyasa Meshuk Dezonos. Somehow their storefront was in the red light district. That's where their storefront was. Vaviyasa Meshuk Dezonos. Va'Adilhu Masani Dezonos, and they made shoes for the prostitutes, and they would come into their store, the prostitutes would look at that, at the two rabbanim, and they never lift up their eyes to look at them, and the women who came in, they respected them because they never showed any desire for them, right? And how they showed them, because when they would swear, the chayein rabban kaddish to Ar Yisrael. Right, which when they right most minul hachi, they would make a shvua, they would say, "I swear by the lives of those holy rabbis in Israel." So they had left off a good impression by doing mitzvahs. Okay, shlosh kadosh baruch hu ohavon. There are three that kadosh baruch hu loves. Who are those? Mishein akois, one doesn't get angry. Mishein mishaker, one doesn't get drunk. You go hand in hand. A lot of people, when they get drunk, they get angry. Or mishein umami abidosam. And someone who's a mavater, he doesn't stand on ceremony for things. Shlosh kadosh baruch hu sonon. The three kadosh baruch hu hates. Number one, amadaber echa bepev echa belev. Leave. Someone who's inconsistent. He says one thing but means something else. Vayodei edus bechaveru ve'inu meidlo. Someone who knows testimony about his friend but doesn't say anything, doesn't testify on his behalf, I guess. But if someone who sees his friend do some sexual immorality, but he only one aid, it goes to testify against him. Because you have no, it doesn't do anything. Right? If you only one witness, it doesn't accomplish anything, right? Because you need two witnesses. So, what?
You need seven.
You need seven? Oh, okay. You need two. Right? You need two. So, I guess they're saying it was sexual indiscretion, because it's something, if you see that happen, it's clear as day that you did something really wrong. Yet nevertheless, if you're only one witness, you don't accomplish anything. All you're doing is then end up giving him a bad name. If you're going to get him punished or something like that, then you can do tshuva or whatever, but it's not going to help. Right? He gives an example. He had a tuvya chata, so tuvya made it in vera, va'asa zigud lichudei, va'asi beka made the papa. And Zigud came and gave testimony about what happened in front of Rav Papa, and not give Zigud. And Rav Papa, instead of punishing Tuvia, gave Malkus to Zigud. So Amrale, and Zigud said to Rav Papa, Tuvia chata v'Zigud mange. So Tuvia doesn't the Veira, and Zigud gets the Malkus. What's going on here? So Amrale, Rav Papa said back to him, the pasuk says, lo yokum eidach ish. A single witness has no impact. But at mechudach asadbe, you testified by yourself. Doesn't accomplish anything. Shame, Rabba Amma, kamafik behein. All you're doing is making. It's like lashon hara, I guess. That's all you're doing, right? So Amar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amarav, but mutar l'snoso. It may not be able to testify. You may be allowed to hate this guy. You can hate this guy, but you can have bad feelings towards this guy because you know he did something wrong. He did an Avera. Shneamar, now Gemara proves that. Shneamar, the pasuk says, there's a pasuk that says, V'kitira chamor sonacha rovit sachas masov. You see the donkey of a person or of your friend, you know, being crushed by the burden that's holding. All right, you're supposed to go help him. You're supposed to go help him. So my not sone. So what's the case that we say that someone you hate? Who? What's a sone? Ilema sone nachri. If you say that means that the hated person here is a non-Jew, that can't be. One more of a hatanya, because the Torah of Brisa, sone sha'amru sone Israel. The sone in that Brisa, in that pasuk, is talking about a Jew. Velo sone nachri, and not a non-Jew. El pshita sone Israel. So it's clear that the pasuk is discussing a person who is Jewish. Umisho is masne. But who you let, you're not allowed to hate anybody, right? You can't hate any of your brothers in your heart. So it must be a case where the witnesses who testify that this person violated an Isser and therefore wants permitted to hate him. So the Gemara says, but if there was actual testimony, then everyone can also hate him. Why is it only you who can hate the apostle about somebody you hate? If it's somebody who does an Avera and there's poor testimony about it, then everyone can hate him. So it must be Ella, La, Ki, Hai, Gav, there must be this case, the Chazi, Be, Iyu, Dvar, Erva. It must be the only case that it can refer to is where you saw him, you witnessed him doing a sexually immoral act, but nobody else saw him, it's only one witness, therefore you can't testify against him, but you're allowed to hate him. Okay. Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Amar, Mitzvah, is no so. Not only is you allowed to, you're Mechuyu, there's an obligation to hate him, because the Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem, Snoos Ra. Like, fear of Hashem is the hatred of evil. Okay. Amr Acha Brei Rav of Ashi Mahu LeMeimerle LeRabe LeMisnei. Okay, can I tell the teacher that this so and so did this bad thing so that the teacher should now hate him? Why would you do that? Okay, you're not testifying, but you're telling the teacher so and so did a bad thing. So Amr Leis Rav Ashi said back to right to Rav Acha. Rav Ashi bet Rav Acha I Yoda DeMehemin LeRabe GeBetrei. If you know that the Rebbe trusts you so much, like two witnesses, lamele, you can tell him, v'lo lo mele. But if not, then you shouldn't tell him. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Tana Braisa, Shlosha Chayehen Einam Chayim. There are three people, basically, whose lives are not worth living. It's a terrible life. Well, number one, Harach Manin, those who are very compassionate. Harat Chonim, those who get angry very easily. V'anine, and I think Anine here, he says those who are delicate. These people are always concerned, right? They connect. They're always worried about stuff. Those who are compassionate, always trying to help people. Always trying to. They just can't get stop. The angry people are always angry. It's hard for them to get past something, and that's what I think so. And the anine, if something such a mafunik about certain things, it's very hard to relax. So the Gemara says it's difficult for those people to live. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Sonim Zedzeh. There are three types of people who hate, you know, members of the same type. Number one or three types of things. Haklavim, Tarnagolim, Hachabarim. The dogs, the roosters, and the Chabarim. So what are the Chabarim? Chabarim, he doesn't even translate Chabarim. So a note. Chabarim are 22. Chabarim is people descended from the Persians. Or they reside near the Persians. The Aruch says that the Persian priests were called Chabarim. In any case, they were a violent and destructive group. Okay? So that's who the Chabarim are. They hate each other. Yeshormim afazonos. And some say the prostitutes hate each other also. Again, they get away with each other for business. Right? It's the same clientele, they get away. Yeshormim af talmidei chachamim b'shem Bavel. Some people say the talmidei chachamim in Bavel, they also hate one another. Okay? I don't know what that means. Tana Rabbanan. He learned in a brisa. Shlosha oavim zedzeh. There are three groups, the members of which these groups, they love each other. Elohim HaGeirim. These are people that associate with each other. The Geirim, the converts, because they can commiserate with each other, I guess. V'ha'avadim, the slaves. The Orvin, and crows. I don't know what that means. Okay. Arba Ein Hadas Sovaltan. There are four people who behave in such a way that we don't understand what they're doing. We hate what they're doing. V'elohim. Dalga, a poor person who's arrogant. Right? V'asher Michachesh. Right? And a rich man who fights every time someone has a claim against him. He refuses to pay up his bills, I guess. V'zakeim minaif, an old person who commits adultery. I guess people get, what's he doing? U'parnes miska'el tzibor b'chinan, and somebody who imposes himself on the tzibor for, I guess, for no reason. V'yesh omrim, some say also, v'af megareshes ishto par mishono shniya, someone who divorces his wife once and then a second and takes her back, I guess. So the Gemara says, no, that's not, that the Tanakhama says, so that's not somebody we don't understand. because v'tanakama zimna d'ksuv maruba. Sometimes paying the ksuv is a lot of money. Forget it, I'm not going to pay the ksuv anymore, just remarry you. Or the inami yish banim himena, they're born, they're children, and it impacts the children, so they stay married. Below matzim garshlin, if he's not able to remain divorced, he has to remarry her for the betterment of the children. Chamisha dvarim tziva kanan es banav. So Kanan commanded his sons with five things. Okay, Rashbam says it doesn't mean literally, rather these are traits, common traits that the Kananim have. Rashbam says, Kolomer min hagum kain, who, ki ilu tziva leim avim, v'nafka minah shetzarek adam lizarmen. It means you have to be very careful from doing these things. I don't know, ahavu zedzeh, love each other, v'ahavu zagezeh, love stealing, v'ahavu zazima, love disgusting things, v'sinu zedonechem, hate your masters, v'altadabru emes, and don't speak truth. Okay, those are not good things. Shishet varmin emr besus. There's six things that are said about a horse. Okay? Number one, always as nus, it loves nus. Loves a mulchama, it loves war. Virucho gatsa, it's haughty. Mumois es hashena, it doesn't like sleep. I don't know what that means. So here says a quote to Gemara that says the horse sleeps for only 60 breaths at a time. But ochel harbe, eats a lot. Umotze kima, and only goes to the bathroom a little bit. Veish omrim afim vakesh barog ba'alav mulchama. Some say it also wants to kill its owner during battle, like it's because it's afraid, it wants to toss the owner off of it and run away. Shiva menudin l'shamayim. There are seven people who are considered in chayrim legabe shamayim. The elu hain, and these are they. Yehudi she'ein lo isha, a Jew that doesn't have a wife. Okay. The yish lo isha ve'ein lo madim, and one who has a wife but doesn't have children. Tosas points out, it's dira dafka al yedei pshioso. She'einu misasek v'pirvi yivya. It means someone who purposely doesn't have a wife or is not dealing with pirvi. Period. Sometimes it's out of your hands. You're doing the best you can, and it's out of your hands. Okay. Dumya dachrini, similar to the other ones that we're going to have. Misha einlo tefillin barosho, b'zroa b'tzitzit b'bigdo. So we'll see in a moment. Let's just go in a moment. He says misha einlo. Okay. So someone who doesn't have a wife, someone who has a wife but doesn't try to have children. Misha leishlo banin einagam l'dal Torah. Someone does have children but doesn't send them to learn Torah. Misha einlo tefillin barosho u'tefillin b'zroa. One who doesn't put on tefillin on his head or on his arm, v'tzitz b'bigdo, doesn't put on tzitzis on his clothing, u'mezuzah b'tisko, he doesn't put on a mezuzah on his doorway, u'menei menan meraglayim, he doesn't wear shoes. Gemara seems to hate people who don't wear shoes. V'yesh orim af mishein meisi b'chavur shal mitzvah, and one doesn't sit or dine with a good chevra. He doesn't have such a good chevra. Also, excommunicate l'gabei shemayim. This goes with Tosos. Tosos says, right, elo banim, like we said, nira dafka al yedei p'shiyoso. Because he was posheya, he does it purposely. She'enu misasek b'pirur v'yivya. He doesn't deal with pirur v'yivya. Dumya da'achrine. Similar to the other ones of misha enlo tefillin b'rosho u'b'zroa b'rosho v'zroa v'tzis b'vigdo mayri b'sheyeshlo v'enam anichin. It means that he has, he doesn't put them on. Okay? Inami, or it comes to tefillin and tzitzis, afilu enlo, if he doesn't have, yesh l'chazer l'havi atzol de'chiv. Because what's the big deal with tzitzis? If you don't have a four-cornered garment, there's no mitzvah to wear it. So it says here, no, you should go after the four-cornered garment to put it on. Moshe, like you see by Moshe, so he wanted to put himself in the situation where he could be kind of mitzvahs. So too, we should put ourselves in the situation to be kind of mitzvahs. Nowadays, we don't necessarily have four-cornered garments. Go find a four-cornered garment, put tzitzis on, and wear kind of mitzvah. That we say that tefillin tzrichah guf naki ki elisha. Tefillin, no, we're not going to wear tefillin because he had guf naki, like elisha bar kenafayim. He had guf naki. So what does that mean, guf naki? It says haynu hidavar shlo yafich behen. You can't pass gas in them. Velo yisha men, don't sleep in them. Okay, so don't wear them all day. Tosa says. Ubshas kriyish shema kadei kavu av mukhlu shemayim shleim b'kal yochel yizayir. So just by wearing kriyish shema tefillin. Okay, so just don't wear it the whole day, because you have to be careful. But at least for Kriyat Shema Tefillin, I think Tosfos alluded to the fact that it's known that during the Middle Ages, Tosfos a few places in Shas says that people partially weren't wearing tefillin and tzitzis. It's a whole to-do with what Tosfos talks out about burying somebody in tzitzis. How can we bury them in tzitzis? They don't wear tzitzis during their lives. We're going to bury them in tzitzis when they die. Because it was either because they weren't doing it, maybe it was expensive, I don't know. So Tosfos is saying, tefillin, at least just put it off for a little bit, and then you'll be mekayem the mitzvah. Okay. Next. Amar Rabba Bar Brachana, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Marta, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi, Ish Hotzil, became leader of Hotzil, Minayin Chein Sholem Biv Kaldoyim. How do we know that we should not, he says here, consult astrologers. So Machlok is what Kaldoyim really is. It seems to be astrologers, it seems the main thing. Rashi says here that it's those who practice the religion of Ov. Right? Rashbam says here, Bali Ov. Kach Peirush Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is how his master interpreted. Lo Nihiri. It doesn't, that can't be. The Kroxi Beheje, Al Tifnu Ela Ovos. It says a Pasuk, it's a Peirush Pasuk. Don't turn to the Bali Ov. Vani Shamati, Chozim Bekochovim, astrologers. Bechein Iker. Problem is that there are Gemaras that discuss that listening to the astrologers of what they said. So they have to figure that out. Okay, so he says, Minayin Chain Sholim Bekaldoyim. Shneemar, the Pasuk says, Tamim Tiyat Yim Hashem Lakecha. Be whole hearted with Hashem. Always search Hashem. How do we know that somebody, if you know that your friend is greater than you, then even in one thing in Torah, excuse me, you have to give him honor, to respect him. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Kol kavel di ruach yatire bey. Right, umalka asis lakimusa al kol machusa. So that, I think, is Daniel. Because of the extra spirit of wisdom that was in him, the king thought to appoint him over the whole kingdom. Because Daniel was appointed with a bunch of other advisors, and they saw that he was so much, you know, he had such wisdom, they wanted to appoint him over the whole kingdom, be everything. Right? That's the
Mishnah Avos.
What? Yeah. Yeah, the Mishnah Avos. Paragraph, six paragraph. Bryson Avos. Yeah, that's the Mishnah Avos. Correct. So he quotes over here, this is about Darius appointed three advisors over his kingdom. One was Daniel. Eventually, when it became evident that Daniel's wisdom superseded the wisdom of the others, the king appointed him as supreme visor. Okay, super. He was the supervisor. Okay, number two. The next one is, V'hayosheves al dam tahor asuli shamish. Don't have bia with a woman who's absorbing her days of tahor blood. Those are after she has a baby, right? So after she has a baby, so for the blood that she discharges from day 8 to day 40 in the case of a boy, and day 15 to day 80 in the case of a girl, that's dam tahor, that's tahor blood that doesn't make her tameh. Nevertheless, I say over here, is to not have beer with her during those days. Nowadays, we don't view them as dam tahor, we're machmir to make it dam tameh, that's not an issue. So ad kama, how long does it have to wait, I guess, afterwards, that a person doesn't have, she has dam tahor, not to have beer with her? Amarav ona, a one-time period, 12-hour, 24-hour period, then if she has no more blood after that, then you can have beer. Okay, tana, we're going to the braisa. So who is this Rav Yossi, who we said was Ish Hotzio, right? We said the name of Rav Yosef, right? Name of Rav Yosef Ish Hotzel. The Gemara says, you should know, anytime the Gemara mentions the following names, it's talking about Rav Yosef Ish Hotzel, who Isi ben Gur Aryeh, who Isi ben Yehuda, who Isi ben Gamliel, who Isi ben Mehalel, Umash Shemo, what's his real name? Isi ben Akavya Shemo. Why he had all these nicknames, I don't know. Maral seems to say that these all identified some sort of Mida, character trait that he had. The Gemara says, also you should know, who Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavla, who Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chalkala, who Rabbi Yitzchak ben Ilya. It's all the same person. And Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha de Shmaitahu, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas de Agata. When the Gemara says a statement named Rabbi Yitzchak, if it is a halachic statement, then it's talking about Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha. It's if an agadic statement, it means it's Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shmei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, he says the following advice, Echol batzel v'shav batzel, eat an onion, which is a batzel, and sit in the shade, which is batzel, in the shade, right of your house. V'lo teichal avazin v'tanagolim v'yilibach mordof halech. Don't eat too much geese and chicken, because then you're going to want to have more, and it's expensive food, and you're going to start living above your means. Make sure you don't eat so many expensive, don't whet your appetite with these expensive foods. If you have a certain amount of money, it's better to limit the amount of food that you buy and rather, you know, hire a contractor and build more to into your house. More important to have more room in your house. I think that's a little true. You might want the kids to come, the grandkids to come, put on an extra room and don't necessarily get all the expensive foods. Ki asa ula is when ula came to Baba from Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he said, matla matlim b'marava. Right? In the West, they have the statement that they would say, the achil al yaisa Tashi bal yasa, one who eats the al yasa, which is a fatty meat, right? Tashi ba al yasa, he's going to hide in his attic from his creditors because he's spending too much money on the delicacies. The achul kalkulei a kilkulei de maso shachiv. Someone who eats kalkulei, which is vegetables, he'll sit near the city dump. The kilkulei, that means they're in public. He'll have no problem sitting in public, and if people come to him because he doesn't have any creditors, everyone can see them. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow and start learning about the seder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.